There's a good chance you've heard the story about Napoleon Bonaparte. During his reign and takeover of Europe, he once taunted the Cardinal Ercole Consalvi, who was the Secretary of State to Pope Pius VII at that time. And Napoleon reportedly said to him, "Your Eminence, are you not aware that I have the power to destroy the Catholic Church?" The cardinal then replied to Napoleon, "My little man, you will not succeed. Not even we have been able to do that." It's a great little story that illustrates, I think, very well our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The early Church of the Apostles is ragtag band of men and women who are going out proclaiming with zeal the word of God. And they encounter a old rabbi, very kind of stalwart of the temple system of the Pharisees that day. And Gamaliel sees everything that the apostles are doing. He's not a fan of it, but he says to them, to his people around him, "So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men and let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." He had wisdom to see that if this ragtag group of apostles calling themselves the Way, the church, if it's of human origin, they'll destroy themselves. But we see in that little aside from Napoleon and the cardinal, if it's from God, even they can't destroy it to themselves, no matter how hard they try, how many issues seem to plague the people of God in that day. Today we celebrate Saint Catherine of Siena. She also lived through a period where the church seemed completely bent on destroying itself from the inside out, lived during the 14th century. Almost the entirety of that century was embroiled in controversy and schism, starting from the head of the church, from the papacy. She lived throughout a very important time in church history known as the Avignon papacy. This was the period from about 1309 to 1377 when, due to all of the different factions, factionalism and conflicting political and ecclesiastical alliances going on, the Pope did not live in Rome. Instead, he had fled Rome and was living in a little castle to himself down in the French town Avignon. He was absent from his responsibilities, kind of carrying on his details elsewhere rather than being at the place where he was meant to be assigned. And the church was really struggling during those days. If that wasn't enough, remember that that's exactly the time that there was a massive pandemic known as the Black Plague ravaging Europe. And so God calls up from amidst his sick body men and women of great courage and faith who will call the church back to her holiness and remind them that God is the one who is really in charge, the one who we're called to obey. Obey God rather than men. We heard that in our Acts of the Apostles and calling us back to that unity that God wills for his people. And so St. Catherine, at the ripe old age of 29, she's a great saint, I think, for the day. She died at the age of 32, what we would today call a young adult. And great sign of the importance of that passion and love that often young people have in their gifts that they can bring to the church. So at the age of 29, she wrote an open letter to the Pope at that day. You know, why not? And she wrote this to Pope Gregory the 11th while he was away hiding in Avignon. I'd like to share a piece of that letter. It's a wonderful, not too long letter to maybe read today. It's a great meditation for our times. She says, I long to see you, the sort of true gentle shepherd, who takes an example from the shepherd Christ, whose place you hold. He laid down his life for his little sheep in spite of our ingratitude. And just so, I am begging you, I am telling you, my dear Babbo, that's the affectionate Italian word for father or dad, I'm telling you, my dear Babbo, in the name of Christ crucified, to conquer with kindness, with patience, with humility, with gentleness, the wrongdoing and pride of your children who have rebelled against you, their father. You know that the devil is not cast out by the devil, but by virtue. Even though you have been seriously wronged, since they have insulted you and robbed you of what is yours, still, Holy Father, I beg you to consider not their wrongdoing, but your kindness. Don't let this keep you from working out our salvation. And this will be their salvation, that you reestablish peace with them. For as long as a son is at war with his father, there is no inheritance. But take heart and don't be afraid, for God's providential help will always be with you. Don't be surprised, even though you see a great deal of opposition and see that human help is failing us and that those who should be helping us most disappoint us and act against us. So have a courageous, absolutely fearless heart as you follow the Lamb who was slain and consumed on the cross for us. So St. Catherine of Siena goes down in the church's history as the one who helped bring the Pope back to Rome out of his self-imposed exile in Avignon. Wish you could say that things all of a sudden got better. They didn't. In fact, when the Pope returned back to Rome the next year, it kicked off what is known as the Great Western Schism in 1378, which was the next 20-30 years or so. The battle between the popes and the anti-popes wasn't resolved until around the year 1417 at the ecumenical council known as the Council of Constance. There have been some rough times in our church's history, times it seems that we are even consuming ourselves from the inside. But in spite of all this, God shows us his mercy and his will for peace and unity in his body, so that from the church, whether it's from the early days of the apostles through the Middle Ages to today, there's been no ideal or golden age, but the Lord always calling her people to be renewed by his Spirit in every age that they find themselves. There's no golden age we can nostalgically look back upon. Lord is always calling us to be faithful into the future. The good news of Jesus is always a story of God's grace working through human sin and weakness. And we know that it's God's will always for peace and unity within his body, even at times in spite of that body. So let's today be faithful to God's call and will for us to live together in peace and unity.